Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Maria Liz. I'm here to talk to you about the flu and how to stay away from getting sick with the flu. And what if you do have the flu, what are some of the ways? Because there can be various ways to get healthier and get better. Fortunately for me this year, I have not gotten the flu. The last time I remember getting it was about probably 2 to 3 years ago. I don't know if it was a flu or a virus, but everyone in the household was throwing up, and, you know, doing the other business. Everyone in the household. Well, we all got over it within 2 days. And one of the main things we do in my house is we drink water. We don't drink juice. We don't drink any bottled juice. We basically just drink water. Water, water, water. If we drink juices, we use the extractor that I have in my house. We may extract oranges, we may extract apples, carrots, different kinds of vegetables, but we know that it has no water, that it has no other additives, other than probably if we use conventional and it has added stuff to it because we really getting bio-organic, or you never know with organic. But the main ingredient is that juice from the orange. It's that water, that natural water from the vegetables, from the fruit, from the nature, the way that nature intended for water to be consumed. Not necessarily the flat water that we get from our tap. I think it was the best explanation I heard about water was one time listening to David Wolf when he said that water likes elevation. He spoke about coconut water and how high in the tree, enclosed in a nice little package, and it's up high, you know. Same thing with spring water. It's up high in the mountains. You go to the mountains to get spring water. And the other explanation that I liked about it is that he says that water, natural water, has a lot of twists and turns. It's like your hair. He used his hair as an example. My hair would be a good example. My hair is curly. Flatten it out, it looks very long. And that's how water is in the tap. It's just flat. And the same amount of water, the same amount of nutrients in an orange juice is not the same amount as if you were to drink 8 cups of water from the tap. 8 cups of water from the tap is nothing compared to you eating an orange and drinking the juices from, or eating the juices from a plant. So first of all, if you want to get over the flu, you have to drink water. You have to drink water in its natural state as closely as possible, and you have to consume it in its natural way to be consumed, through fruits and vegetables and strawberries and right now, whatever's in season. What's in season right now? Right now, it's oranges. What you see in the supermarket, it's available. That it's the less costly and it's fresh, that's what you want to buy. You want to buy the freshest seasonal food you can buy. The other thing you want to do is you want to walk. You want to go out and get some sunshine. I know it's winter, and I know it's cold, and I know it's cloudy, but any time, even if the temperature is like 26 degrees or 10 degrees outside, if you can go outside the house and get some sunshine on your skin, on your face, the sun. You don't have to stare at it. Close your eyes if you want to, straight towards the sun. Let that shine on your face. And if it's cloudy, still go outside anyway. Still go outside and get some fresh air. Because it's so important to get fresh air. The air inside is so dead, circulating back and forth, filled with bacteria and filled with things that are not good for you. So, not that outside is so awesome, but it still circulates a lot more than it does inside of your living quarters. So you want to go outside and get some fresh air. Walk around the block. Walk around two blocks, three blocks, whatever you can handle. And get some fresh air. And move away from the stillness of the air indoors. And enjoy that little time. I know it's freezing. I don't like being cold. Trust me. I know how it is to be cold. But moving around in the cold doesn't make it that uncomfortable. So that's another thing. The other thing I wanted to say was the flu shot. The flu shot is really like a mystery to me. It's a mystery because how can people know that when you get the flu shot, it doesn't necessarily work? Mostly everyone I speak to knows that the flu shot doesn't work. But somehow, some way, some magical way, they're still taking it and they're still doing it. I don't understand why people still doing the flu shot. I'm gonna read a tidbit from a statistic that I saw earlier, a few months ago, a few years ago, not a few months, regarding the flu shot. This is from the Mercola website. If a person has had five consecutive flu shots, their chance of contracting Alzheimer's disease is 10 times higher than the non-vaccinated person. By Dr. Hugh Gutenberg, MD, PhD, author of over 80 research papers in medicine, biology, and immunology. Vaccine ingredients: thimerosal, mercury disinfectant preservative, aluminum, additive to promote antibody response, formaldehyde, disinfectant, ethylene glycol, antifreeze, deadly poison, phenol, disinfectant, dye, disinfectant chloride, antiseptic, never mind my pronunciation, methylparaben, antifungal preservative. Never mind my pronunciation. If you want to know exactly what's in a flu shot, go to Merck, go to Sanofi Pasteur, go to any of their websites. They have this thing called the package inserts, and everybody knows what the package inserts are. Because everybody has bought a Tylenol, everybody has bought a Motrin, everybody has bought medications. And all medications have a package insert. And so do vaccines. Vaccines also have a package insert. In the package insert, it tells you what are the ingredients, what are some of the studies that they did. And it also tells you how effective it is, and it tells you what it has and what it does. And you'll be amazed at the information contained within the package insert. So please, do me a favor. Go directly to the manufacturer of the flu shot and look up their package insert and read them. And you can see what is the likelihood of that vaccine working, how long it will be spread for. It's going to be in a lot of jargon. It's going to be in a lot of medical jargon, and it's probably not going to make sense. But at the end of the day, it says it doesn't necessarily work. At the end of the day, it has a lot of toxins. And at the end of the day, it is inconclusive. Just go in there and look at it. So mercury toxicity can result in brain injury and immune injury. Aluminum is associated with Alzheimer's disease and seizures. Formaldehyde causes cancer and is considered hazardous waste that is no longer permitted as ingredient in building insulation. The other thing I wanted to tell you was milk. Right? If you're sick, the doctor will tell you to stay away from milk. Why do you have to stay away from milk? Because it causes mucus buildup. When you drink milk, your body is more likely to produce mucus. You don't have to believe me. Just look it up. It is common sense, and it's like a common knowledge. So if you want to get better and you want to stay away from getting the flu, plenty of water, avoid milk, and anything that has to do with it, cheese, ice cream, and anything. And then, at that point in time, you will notice how much better you are going to feel. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, please feel free to drop me a message in Messenger or on any form of way you know how to get in touch with me through here. It doesn't matter. My name is Maria Liz, and I enjoy talking about how to stay healthy, and I will talk about whatever I know about in 15, 20 minutes to help you achieve better health. Give me a call and we can talk about it. Have a great day and enjoy.